All right, let's jump straight in. If you're tracking this really intense situation building up in the Caribbean, Venezuela, Colombia, Cuba, you know things are moving fast. Our goal here is just to pull out the key reported facts from the source material we've reviewed, starting with the very latest move. So, the big one. Friday, October 24th, 2025, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth announced the deployment of the aircraft carrier USS Gerald R. Ford.
Right, the Ford. And what's really striking is what it's joining. This isn't happening in a vacuum. We're talking about 10,000 U.S. troops already there, at least 8 warships, P-8 surveillance planes, F-35 jets. It's a massive force.
And it's all under the banner of counter-narcotics.
Supposedly. Plus, you've got U.S. troops landing in Trinidad and Tobago for, quote, joint exercises, right next door to Venezuela. It's seen as pure intimidation across the region.
And the pushback was immediate. Colombian President Gustavo Petro didn't mince words, called it a violation of international law, Latin American sovereignty. He essentially accused Washington of illegal acts of imperialist aggression, said it's driven by economic motives, not drugs.
Which is a huge accusation. And Petro got specific, too. He condemned reported missile strikes on vessels, calling them acts of tyranny, even extrajudicial executions.
Yeah.
In the Caribbean and the Pacific. He brought up the case of Alejandro Carranza, a Colombian fisherman.
What happened there?
Allegedly killed when his fishing boat had engine trouble. Petro emphasized, you know, these are poor young people from Latin America, and said a murder happened in Colombian waters.
Wow. So really strong language from Colombia. And Cuba, Havana's foreign ministry, echoed that, denouncing the whole buildup, called it an aggressive show of force, threatening peace.
They used the phrase real and imminent danger, said it's about intimidation, destabilization, plain and simple.
So this level of accusation, tyranny, imperialism, it feels like there's deeper history here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Really have to connect it back. This isn't just about now. Think Teddy Roosevelt, the big stick diplomacy over a century ago. Because oil turned Venezuela into, well, a strategic battleground almost immediately. That started like 100 years back.
Right. The oil history is key. By the 1920s, you had U.S. oil companies, Rockefeller, Standard Oil, which is now Exxon, and Royal Dutch Shell, pretty much dominating production. The profits flowed north. Even after Venezuela nationalized in 76 and created PDVSA, the state oil company, well, de facto control often stayed with U.S. and European giants.
And that sets the stage for the Bolivarian Revolution. Hugo Chavez gets elected in 98. He starts trying to actually reclaim national control over that oil wealth, channel it to social programs, healthcare, education, literacy drives, things like that.
And there's that coup attempt in 2002, very briefly successful, but then reversed.
Yeah, U.S.-backed, but overturned by massive popular mobilization in just like 2 days. People literally took to the streets.
Which brings us closer to today. After 2013, the pressure really ramps up again. Sanctions hit oil, banking, trade, especially under the Trump administration. Freezing assets, cutting off access to global finance, described as collective punishment by critics.
And that infamous quote attributed to Trump really lays it bare, doesn't it?
It really does. When I left after his first term, Venezuela was ready to collapse. We would have taken all the oil.
I mean, it doesn't get much clearer than that regarding the perceived motives. Takes you right back to the economic drivers Petro mentioned. But here's where the sources emphasize something else. Venezuelan resilience. Despite everything, the sanctions, the interference people have defended their institutions, you still have millions mobilized, reportedly, in communal councils, in militia structures. There's an organized popular base.
So summing up, you have this huge, very current, very visible military deployment. The Ford carrier group, thousands of troops, advanced jets, set against this century-long backdrop of conflict over resources, over sovereignty. It's quite the flashpoint.
Exactly. And the final thought from the material we looked at is how this is seen elsewhere. The struggle of Venezuela, Colombia, Cuba, it's become this symbol across Latin America, Africa, Asia, symbol for the global south, resisting, well, what they see as imperialist domination. It suggests the world is watching.